Good morning, everyone. It's time again to share the wonderful words of life with each one of our listeners. Thank you, folks, for joining us today for this radio broadcast. This broadcast comes to you from the Church of God here at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street in Newark, Ohio. Here now is our brother Larry Dishman to bring us an important message from God's Word.
I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn over to the book of Philemon in the New Testament. And I'm going to read verse number 21, just one verse. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. What a compliment. He had confidence. Not only was they going to do what he said, but they was going to do more. The Bible says in Romans 14:23, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Brother Decker and I, and some of us was talking yesterday about crazy things we did when we were younger, taking chances, things we wouldn't think about doing today. But we used to do them things and not even think about it. When you're running late, and to get there on time, you need to drive 80 miles an hour. But to be on the safe side, you decide, I think I'll just be late. I'm not going to take that chance. You're in a hurry. There's a vehicle in front of you, and you need to pass it, but there's a double line. You don't think there's a car coming up on the other side of the hill, but there's a possibility that it's there. To be on the safe side, you just be patient till you can pass the car. There's a train coming. It may be a long one, and you think you can make it. You're pretty sure you can. But to be on the safe side, you just stop. Wait for the train to pass. If you get on the water in a boat with your family, to be on the safe side, tell all your children, put on life jackets. We're going to be on the safe side. When I worked in Anderson, Indiana, at a big company, on the hog kill, they killed 1,200 hogs every day, 5 days a week. In fact, they handled 2,400 a day because they went in 6 o'clock in the morning and cut up the 1,200 from the day before. And then they went to lunch, come back and killed 1,200 more for the next day. It's a fast assembly line. Somebody drove these hogs down the way there and they ran them into a gas chamber. They fell asleep. A guy was there tying a chain around their leg while they were asleep, sticking them, putting them in the scalding tank, from there into the dehairing machine. Right on down the process. Towards the end of the line, there was a guy that had a job of splitting the hog heads in two. Had this little machine, put the hog head there, push these two little red buttons, and it just split the hog head completely in two. This guy was in a hurry. Now, to be on the safe side, that machine wouldn't work unless both of your hands, you had a hand on each one of them red buttons. But he's trying to be faster and keep up. So he had his hip on one of the buttons, his hand on the other one. He uses his hand to balance that hog head. But this particular time, I'm telling how long he done that. But this particular time, it moved, hog head moved, and he cut his hand all the way off. He ran around that place. We thought he was going to bleed to death before we could get him to the doctor because he wouldn't stop running. That was there so you could be on the safe side. If you are changing out an electrical plug, somebody said, now as long as you won't touch them two wires together, you won't get shocked. Well, I'm going to touch them together. I'm going to shut the power off. I'm going to flip the breaker. How about you? I like being on the safe side in whatever I'm doing. Don't you? My son works at the shipyard in Pascagoula, Mississippi. And every morning before he goes to work, they have a safety meeting. Talk about safety. They give everybody a little book of people who did not go on the safe side. Show you pictures of what can happen. Being on the safe side. I like the safe side. Amen. There's a doctrine in the religious world today called eternal security. Once saved, always saved. We're not being critical. I'm sure there's good people that are wrapped up in that religion. But I've debated with some of them. I've talked with some of them. And certainly there is a lot of scriptures in the Bible that proves definitely that the doctrine of eternal security is a false doctrine. I tell people, you don't even have to be familiar with the scriptures to find a scripture to refute the doctrine of eternal security. Just open up your Bible anywhere and start reading, and it won't be long. You'll find some scriptures that will refute the doctrine of eternal security. But I often end the discussion like this. Let's say that you're all right. Let's say that the doctrine of eternal security is true. I don't believe it is, but let's say it is. If when we get to the judgment, I'm going to fare equally with you. Amen? But if you're wrong on that doctrine, and you've allowed that doctrine, like most people do, to affect you in a negative way, as so many people take the attitude, I'm saved, no matter what I do, no matter how I live, you, my friend, are going to be disappointed on Judgment Day. This is the safe side of the doctrine. To go along with that doctrine, there's another one that's called sin more or less every day. That the people are taught that you have to sin every day. Well, again, I believe there's many scriptures, and I'm not even going into all the scriptures. I'm just talking about being on the safe side. But there's definitely many scriptures that prove to me that I do not have to sin every day. The Word of God backs that up. But if you're confused about it, why don't you just be on the safe side? Because even if that doctrine is true, even if you can sin more or less every day and still be a Christian, we who believe the truth will fare equally with them people if that was true. Amen. On judgment morning. However, those that took that attitude, well, I can sin all I want to. I'm saved by grace. It doesn't matter how I live. Friend, it'll be a sad awakening on judgment morning. I just want to be on the safe side. Amen. There's a safe side. Now, we're living in a day when people are saying they have new light, new understanding, even that calls itself the Church of God. And they've come to the understanding now that God is no longer or never has really been concerned about the outside. He just cares about the inside. Well, again, I believe there's a lot of scriptures that prove that God not only cares about the heart, he also cares about the way we live. He cares about the outside along with the inside. Oh, the reasoning that people come up with. Oh, it doesn't matter how you live on the outside, how you look on the outside. God's only concerned that your heart be right. Yes, God is concerned that your heart be right, but Jesus is the one that said in Matthew 23:26, thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside may become clean also. You know what? I decided I'd rather be on the safe side. If it don't matter on judgment morning about the outside, we who believe it does matter and have put that to practice in our lives will be on safe side on judgment morning. That's what I like. The safe side. Amen. There's those today who take that farther, and part of that is saying that modesty is not important. No matter about modesty. Well, I believe according to 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Peter 3 that modesty matters. That God does care about modesty. It's in the Bible. But oh, the way that men today, and even some that call themselves Church of God, are going out of the way to try to prove that God don't care about the dress. God doesn't care about no standard. In fact, they make light of people who believe in holiness, make light of people that believe in a standard. Well, I look at it like this. Let's say they're right. Let's say that we get to the judgment and it didn't matter. I'll fare equally with them people. Amen. But what if it does matter? What if it does matter? What if modesty does matter? I say it does matter. Let's be on the safe side. Amen. The spirit of the world and the spirit works around the church is just barely measure up. Just as long as I'm just barely measured up. But I like what I read a while ago. I'm sure that you'll do even more than I say. Let's not try to cut corners with God. If you're cutting corners with God, you're not on the safe side. Amen. I want to live in such a way that I don't have to worry about being on a safe side. Amen. I want to give God the benefit of the doubt about these things. Amen. They say that adornment doesn't matter. I don't care if you want to wear a little adornment. You don't care about that. That's foolish, they say. I met with a preacher one time, and he said, you know, we're living in a day of intelligent people, and you're not going to convince people in this day and time that there's something wrong with adornment. Whether I convince them or not, it's still in the Bible. In 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Peter the 3rd chapter, I'd just rather be on the safe side. Somebody say, well, what if you get to the judgment and find out that it didn't matter? I'll still be on the safe side. But those who compromised, went the way of the world, I'm afraid it'll be a sad awakening on judgment morning. Let's just be on the safe side. You know, I believe Deuteronomy 22 is very clear that I'm not supposed to wear a dress. I never have wanted to anyway. It makes it clear what men are supposed to wear, what women are supposed to wear. It's very clear. But oh, how people try to somehow get around that. Isn't that something? The effort they will put forth to try to take away from the Word of God. Let's say they're right. We'll still fare equally with them on the day of judgment. But friend, if the spirit of compromise has got a hold of people and they're wrong on this subject, it'll be a sad day on judgment morning. 1 Corinthians 11 chapter makes it clear. Nature teaches us. That's a shame for a man to have long hair. It's a glory to the woman who has long hair. Her hair is given to her for a covering. You know, people say, oh, that's not what that's talking about. God don't care about the length of your hair. Well, if I get to the judgment and find out that I've been wrong all these years, I'm not going to start crying. I could have had long hair all those years. Look at me. I could have grown my hair out long. Isn't that ridiculous? I tell you what, I'm going to be on the safe side on that subject. How about you sisters? You going to be on the safe side? That's the best side to be on. Just go ahead and be on the safe side. Let me say, well, when it comes to things we look at, things we watch, what about being on the safe side? Well, I don't know if it's wrong or not. We should be on the safe side. Scripture said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. You know the first thing the devil wants you to do? Start doing doubtful things. And you'll think in your mind, well, I don't know of any scriptures that absolutely says I can't do this. It may be wrong, but the Bible doesn't really say it's wrong. Be on the safe side. Amen. Because when you start doing things that you think could be wrong, but you don't know for sure, but you think they could be wrong, that's the first step to doing things you know is wrong. Because doing doubtful things will hinder your faith. Amen. Just stay on the safe side. Now I'll talk about something else. I was 18 years old when I got saved. I was a young man. And I can't deny the fact that out there in the world I was finding some pleasures. There's pleasure in sin for a season. Those of you that's here that's not saved, you know that's right. There's pleasure out in sin. And I was still finding some pleasure out in sin. But I heard the gospel one night. I was confronted with the truth. And I thought, you know, I might live a long time yet. The end of time may not come for a long time. And I could go ahead and enjoy sin a few more years. But I decided when I was 18, I wanted to be on the safe side. Because I knew I wasn't promised tomorrow. Just like you are not promised tomorrow. You don't know. You might think that the end of time is way off somewhere, but you don't know that. You may think that your death is a long time from now, but you don't know that. I tell you what, I'm glad I'm on the safe side. There I was, 18 years old, and now I'm all the way over here, getting older and older. And I haven't looked back one day yet and said, well, I should have waited a few years so I could enjoy sin a little longer. Now, I tell you what, Moses chose to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy sin for a season. I believe he's on the safe side. Need to get on the safe side. There's security in Christ. There's safety in him. What a wonderful thing to be a child of God. Tonight, are you on the safe side in these areas in your life? And when it comes to your soul salvation, are you on the safe side? Think about when Paul was speaking to Agrippa, talking to him about his soul, talking to him about salvation and the need to get right with God. You know what Agrippa should have said? He should have said, well, Paul, there's something about me that don't want to do this right now. Somehow I feel like I'm not really ready to get saved right now. But Agrippa would have been wise. But you know, Paul, the Lord could come and I could leave this world sometime in the near future. So to be on the safe side, Paul, what I got to do to be saved? But he didn't do that. Agrippa wasn't on the safe side. As far as I know, he never got saved. So it was with Felix. When he heard the message of Paul, he could have said, you know, this is really not the time I wanted to do this. I'd rather wait for a more convenient time, but this may be my last opportunity to get right with God. I think I'll just stay on the safe side. Paul, come pray with me. I want to get saved. I want to be on the safe side. How is it in areas of your life? Are you giving God the benefit of the doubt? Are you on the safe side? You need to get there. Give God the benefit of the doubt. Be on the safe side. If you're putting off salvation, you think, well, I'm young, and I'm going to have plenty of time to get right with God. Friend, you don't know that. Get on the safe side.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those sound words of admonition. Hopefully, you will take this message to heart. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. Are you receiving your free copy of the Gospel Trumpeter magazine? This magazine is being published right here at the Church of God at God's Acres each month. If you would like to have your copy sent to you, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We would also like to remind you to browse through the Church of God website. It's at godsacres.org. You will find many interesting features that can be of some help to you. Friends, in behalf of our pastor, Roger Decker, we want to extend a warm welcome to you to our services at the Church of God at God's Acres, 675 North Cedar Street. Our service times today is at 9:30 for Sunday school. Our morning worship service begins at 10:45. Our evening worship service then begins at 6 o'clock. If you would need transportation to the services, please feel free to give us a call at that number, 740-345-1213. Someone will certainly be happy to stop by and pick you up. That number to call again is 740-345-1213. This is Fred Barrows inviting you to join us here again next week at this same time to the Church of God radio broadcast. Until then, dear ones, may God bless and be with each one of you is our prayer.